Okay, Our scripture this morning is coming from Romans chapter 12, 9 through 21. It's called Love in Action. It says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer up some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. We ask that you fill your Holy Spirit, everyone who takes place and takes part in this worship service. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. Lord, we ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people, and that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. Lord, bless the preacher with the word from you for all of us to hear and obey and be blessed by. Lord, we pray that our songs, prayers, and preach word lift up Jesus so that all those who are lost will be found by you. Thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen.
Amen. My favorite scripture. Thank you, Deaconess Loretta. Have a great day. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
Hallelujah. My Redeemer, sent to a rugged cross. My Savior, spared my sins,
just to rescue me.
My replacement, took my place,
so I would have to die.
My provider,
now I have, everlasting.
Come on, my Redeemer, sent to a rugged cross. My Savior, spared
my sin,
my replacement,
took my place,
my provider,
now I have.
Just a knowing.
Jesus Christ, the Father of the living God, just to know
rose from the dead.
Rose from the dead so I could rise again.
Awesome ruler.
Crucified. Just to call me
hope of glory.
One day I will get to see
him. I am grateful.
He loved me enough.
Just to know him.
Just to know him. Amen. Just to know him. You know, there's a song that Kurt Franklin wrote. It's called My Life, My Love, My All. I love this song. I think he will,
Father,
too.
I just want to stop for a minute and just say I love you. Just want to tell you thank you just for being patient with me and just for giving me another chance. You've always been there for me, and you were the father that I never knew. I just want to say.
My hands were made to worship you. My heart, my key, it beats for you.
Deeper than
Lord Jesus, my soul.
did this. We're gonna say that again. Just wave your hand and say, your touch. Jesus, your kiss. And your grace. Your grace to me. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Jesus is deeper than. Bless your name. My soul can see. Let me tell you what happened. It changed. When I got down on my knees, when I called out your name. Anybody here love my Father? I said, anybody here love my Father? Is it worthy? Come on.
That we meet the Lord from the day that he becomes our Savior, over time, he becomes our life, amen, our love, and our all, amen. That's the journey away from us and toward him. That's what the Lord said to us in Matthew 6:33, the hardest thing a Christian can do is become a Christian and try to live life without God. That means not living according to God's word. Somehow the devil has tricked us to believe that we can just get saved and go ahead on like we were when he found us. But no, Romans chapter 12 and 1 and 2 flies in the face of that, and it tells us that we need to no longer be conformed but be transformed, renewing our minds by the word of God so we can know God's good, perfect, and pleasing will. So that's what Matthew 6:33 is all about. It's about seeking his kingdom and his righteousness. In other words, accept God's rule and authority over you. Amen. And then seek out how God wants us to live. And then the Lord says this, that if you do that, then I'll add the stuff that you're not chasing after. But now I'll make the stuff chase you down and overtake you, like he said in Deuteronomy 28. Blessings will run you down and overtake you. But I see too many Christians chasing blessings with stupid sayings that God will never hear because they're not his word, neither are they based in his word. It's what some silly pastor or some silly Bible teacher told them. And see, we owe it to ourselves to study to show ourselves approved unto God. That's what he told us, so that we're not workmen, Christians who believe silly things that don't work, okay, and we're ashamed when we finally find out that was nonsense, okay, but he wants to be those who can rightly divide the word of truth. Now, once we do that, guess what? Then we could talk about Jehovah Jireh. Amen. I was worshiping this week, and this song came up. I was worshiping doing my exercise. I use worship music to exercise. It was the funniest thing. You get to worship and start crying and you're exercising. But anyway, the Lord and I worship to this song. It's called Jireh by Maverick City.
More love than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up. So there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. Sing it out. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Sing it, Naomi.
our mind off of sin and put it on Him. Sometimes we need to be reminded that our food don't come from the grocery store. It comes from the Lord who gives the earth the power to make food for us to eat. That's why He's called Jireh, our provider. Sometimes we believe our job provides, our husband, our wife, or somebody else provides. No, it's Jireh who provides. It is the Lord who knows the secrets of your heart. And it is His good pleasure to give you the desires of your heart. So thank God He knows what's in your heart. Thank God that He knows what you really need instead of what you think you need. His name is Jireh. Amen. And sometimes, especially today, we as Christians, if we're not locked in to the Lord just right, if we don't understand eschatology, the study of the end times, the last days, then these days can trip us out. These days can make us begin to wonder, where is Jesus? And why isn't He doing anything to stop this stuff? Jesus is where He has always been since He left here, seated at the right hand of the Father, while His Father makes His enemies His footstool. Our job is to be witnesses for Him. And we can allow the hardness of this life, the disasters of this life, the catastrophes of this life, to make us forget who God is. We need to tell the Lord. We need to sing along with Ja'Kalen Carr, especially when it comes to this part in this song where it says, I won't stop believing.
Stop. when all he had was God's word carrying him. And even when it hurted him the most, he still had faith in his God that lifted his voice and declared.
Amen. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Pastor, once again, you took us there. Pastor Austin, oh, we just thank you for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged. Amen. Which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own man of God, Deacon Third Charles Tate. Okay? File an offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Deacon Charles Tate's praise to the Lord. Amen?
Pounding as I listen to what was said, 'cause in my head I never thought it could happen to me. But I recall what I was taught in the 34th chapter of the book of Psalms. In spite of our afflictions, he'll deliver us from them all. My trust still lies in you. I know you. Hard sometimes, and when those moments come, I'll rest within your arms and give you praise for what's about to come. No matter how long it takes, I'll never give up my praise. So while I wait, I'll be patiently praying. Book of James, the proud faith shall save the sick, the Lord will raise him up once again. Yeah, that encourages me to praise him along the way to my breakthrough.
Trust him.
Yeah.
Tony stopped by yesterday when I was cutting my grass. But I should have told him.
Okay, it's time for altar call. let me see if we can find the altar caller.
Ready,
amen. Go. Ready for altar call? Hello? Hello? Okay. Seems we're having some difficulty, so the service must continue. Amen. Again, we are in some hard times these days. We're going through some stuff, and it's, you know, it's easy to say, Lord, I believe, I trust, I lean, I rely. But then all this stuff is happening, and things happen, and we can't even hardly understand. We just wonder, where is Jesus? What is he doing? And, you know, and that's good that our hearts get heavy with this stuff. That way we can cast this care on him. So if you will, by faith, join me as we talk to the Lord about this, that, and the other. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today and we praise your holy name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are good. And we, Father, don't have to look real hard to see, even in the midst of all that is going on, that you are good. And you're good all the time. We like to say, Father, that it could be worse, but that's something that it could be worse for the world. It can't get worse for us because you have clearly said in your word that all things work together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. So it can't get worse for us. Even if we're in the worst, it can only get better for us. Father, when we get in trouble, we look up. We don't look up to the hills because that's the problem, but we look beyond the hills, above the hills, because our help comes from you to get us over the hills, to keep us while we're down in those low and lonely valleys. Oh, Father, we cannot thank you enough for being good and good all the time. Every time something happens, Lord, you know you have me to look for the way out. You said with every temptation, with every problem, with every circumstance, with all our troubles, you will show us a way out. And that way out is faith. Faith in what you said in your word. All we have to do, Father, is apply your word to what we're currently facing, and we get what you said we would get. If we find ourselves at a Red Sea in life, all we have to do is, like you told Moses, what is that I gave you? So you've already given us what we need to get through the Red Sea. And Father, if we find ourselves in a place where we can't even live out in a wilderness of life, like you, Jesus, when you was here, you got out in that wilderness of life where there's no food, there's no water, no place to sleep, no place to wash up, no refrigerator to go to get something to eat, nothing. Just you and your Father out there day after day after day after day, seeming like it's going to be forever. Jesus, when you was out there in the wilderness, you couldn't complain like the children of Israel, or you would have failed to become our Lord and Savior. You had to do what you told the devil. Man should not live by bread alone. Yeah, I'm hungry. Yeah, my stomach is all cramped up. And yeah, I feel like I'm about to die. But man shall not live by bread alone. But when God tells me to make bread out of these bricks, then I'll do that. Lord, help us to get to that place. Help us when the devil, when you allow the devil to come at us because you know we got a weakness in our life. You know there's a place in our life that needs developing because you said all things work together. So you're going to let all things work together for our good. So we know, Heavenly Father, when something is troubling us that should not be troubling us, you're going to let that thing trouble us until we turn to your word, find out what your word says, then believe that because that's the only way out for us. It's always been your word that led your people out of whatever they were facing. So we thank you, Father, for being so good to us, even though the world ain't good. People going all kinds of crazy, every kind of way they can, they going crazy. But that's the world, Father. You're still laser-focused on doing one thing, taking out of this world a people for yourself. Now, we've gotten involved in our goals for life. We want us a house. We want us a car. We want us some clothes. We want to go on some trips. We want to go have some fun. That's what we want to do. But, Lord, when you called them disciples to your side, the rest of their lives, they were devoted to you. They lived like people who knew that heaven was waiting on them. They lived like people who looked forward to heaven, not this life here on earth. Yeah, they had some fun. Yeah, they did some things, but they stayed laser-focused. Wherever Paul went throughout those missionary journeys, he was laser-focused on saving souls. Because that's what you said, Lord. You said, Jesus, that we would be your witnesses just before you got up and left here. You said we would be your, and you haven't come back yet, so we're still your witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of this earth. But, Lord, too many of us are down here chasing blessings because we got these old whack pastors and whack preachers and whack Bible teachers teaching us to chase you just for blessings. Jesus, when you became our Lord and Savior, we had everything. We got what the rich young ruler couldn't get. We got it all. Peter asked you, Jesus, we've left everything to serve you. What will we have? And you told him specifically to those disciples that they would sit on those 12 thrones next to you and help judge Israel during the millennial reign. But then you said to the rest of us, whatever we gave up to do what you want us to do, you would bless us 100-fold over in this life. So everything ain't in the next life. You told us we could have stuff in this life. You said use worldly wealth. That means we can have worldly wealth. But we got to use it, Jesus, in such a way that we make friends for ourselves when we come home to you and that 2 Corinthians 5 and 10 thing happened where we have to come before you and give an account of everything we did in this body, whether good or bad. That's when we get paid. But we down here trying to get paid. And we're begging you, Jesus, to leave off trying to save souls and just be concerned with blessing us. So we can go somewhere and have some fun and drink some Mai Tais and drink some cocktails with a frozen glass. Lord Jesus, we have strayed away. And we're down here complaining, wondering why the world's so crazy is because the church ain't doing nothing. The church ain't doing nothing but having church and eating dinners and going to concerts and having conferences. And the world, Jesus, as old folks say, going to hell in a handbasket. And we wonder why life is so bad. Nowhere is it written in the Bible that the world, when the world turn from their wicked ways and seek your face and repent from that nonsense, that you're going to do something. No, you said when my people call by my name, when they turn from and seek my face and repent from that garbage they into, then I will. But Lord Jesus, we ain't even trying to pay attention to that. We are not even trying to pay attention to that, Jesus. All we down here trying to do is get our blessing. Lord, do something to make us feel better. Do something to make us feel good. But, Lord, you said we'll be your witnesses in Jerusalem. So help us, Lord, to stay on point. Help us, Lord, to be that one who every day wakes up looking for somebody to say, Jesus died and rose again. To tell them the gospel. Tell them why we're saved. To give our testimony. Like Paul did over and over and over. Like Peter, over and over. They gave that same testimony of how what you did for them, and he'll do the same for them. And Lord, help us to be prepared. You said always be ready to give account of the hope that's in you through Christ Jesus. Help us always to be ready to help a brother or sister in Christ to become a better brother, a more mature Christian. In you, Lord, help us to become teachers. You said that we should teach those who are outside, those who don't know. Help us, Lord, to become teachers so we can help folks who are inside to live for you so those who are outside see the way we live and want to come inside. Nobody wants to join the church today because they look at us and we're a hot mess. We have no faith. Something happens and we just go crazy. We just lose it. And all the people who we brag to about being a Christian, now something has happened to us and we can't even go to church no more. Lord Jesus, you know I saw it in my home church, folks who hollered the loudest for you when some family member suffered a horrendous death of their child, was shot up in a drive-by. They couldn't even praise you no more. Couldn't even go to church no more. Sitting in the corner wondering what's going on. Lord, we need to be better than that. We need real faith. We need real Jesus. We need to look at the Jesus who had to walk the dusty hills of Palestine. We need to look at the Jesus who was threatened every single day. We have to look at the Jesus who saw all kinds of horrendous things happen. They came to him and told him about what Pilate did, Lord Jesus, when you was here. Remember that? Over there in Luke 13, they came and told you what Pilate did, how you some Galileans, some people where you came up, had been killed, and Pilate mixed their blood with the offerings. Lord Jesus, and then Jesus, you came back to them. But what about the Tower of Siloam that fell on 18 people? Do you think they were worse sinners than the rest of the people in Jerusalem? No, they were not. But you said this to them. You said that if we did not repent and turn to you, then we would be like them. So you made the focus eternal life instead of this temporal life. Help us to focus, Jesus, and keep our eyes on the prize. Lord, we thank you for the food we eat too much of and the wrong kind, but we thank you for it anyway, and you keep us alive in spite of our horrible diets. Lord, we thank you for the clothes. We thank you for constantly providing us clothes as we grow out of them and can't wear them no more, but help us, Jesus, take the ones we can't wear no more and give them to somebody so they can be used. We thank you for our cars that we drive around in. Even though gas prices are going all kinds of crazy, you still keep us driving. And we still eating, we still wearing clothes, we still going out and having a good time. But don't let us forget you, Jesus. Don't let us go through a whole week and we haven't told nobody about you. Don't let us go through a whole week and we haven't helped somebody to mature in you. Don't let us go a whole week and we haven't gone to people that we might not like, places we don't like to go, to tell somebody about you. Don't let us go through another whole week, Jesus, where we haven't jumped on the internet and tried to go to the uttermost parts of the earth. Help us to stop reading things to make us feel better and start writing things to help people get saved, live better for you, to reach out beyond where we live. And start reaching people for you all over the world. Jesus, you said we could do it. You said we would be your witnesses to the uttermost parts of the earth. That means we can. We can find a way, and the internet is the way. But all we do is look for, you see what we look at every day, Jesus, on the internet. You see how much time we spend on our phones playing games. How much time do we use any of these devices to reach out for you, to help folks live better in you, and to reach out to help people who are in or outside you? How much money do you see us dedicate to helping people? You said in your word that we would have everything we need, and so that on every occasion to give, we would be able to. We would not only have the stuff to give, but the heart to give. But Jesus, if we ain't trying to help nobody else, then we ain't got no heart to help nobody else. Help us with that. Lord, we love you, and we know you love us. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that one day I know we will, Jesus, because you said over there in Philippians 1:6, you're working on us. So all of these things I've mentioned in each and every one of us, collectively and individually, you're working on us. But help us not to lose our focus. We focus on what the devil is doing so much that we forget about you being the sovereign God. The devil ain't never been able to do nothing with you. The devil couldn't stay in heaven when you told him to get out. And Jesus, when he tried to come at you and knew who you were, when he tried to come at you in the wilderness, you tore him up with your word. You said you sent your word to heal the people. So, Lord, we're praying that you send your word to bless the people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Power and prayer. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. Pastor, thank you for praying and making our request known to God. As always, we appreciate you. And so far, we are having a great time this morning. With more to come, I want to thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, joy, and the blessings. Amen? Okay, time for the preach word. A message from God. The best part, icing on the cake. Yummy. After this election, the next voice you will have the pleasure of hearing is man of God, Brother Elder Joseph Stevens. Prepare to receive Elder Joseph Stevens. Come in his own way with the word from the Lord. Amen.
Sovereign hand will be my Good morning. Good morning, Pastor O, Sister Sheila, Running for Christ Ministries Radio Blog Talk. Father God, we thank you for another day. We bless and praise your holy name. Father God, we open our hearts and minds to your word, to your blessed Holy Spirit. Father God, continue to allow us to open our minds to the leading, the guiding, and the directing of the Holy Spirit. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Bless the Lord. Bless his holy name. We continue to just thank you for Running for Christ Ministries. We thank you for Pastor O and his diligent work. And then, Father God, we thank you for the many people that are involved in Running for Christ Ministries and the Radio Talk program. Father God, continue to strengthen, keep, anoint, and cover each one. In Jesus' name, amen. Social media, as we know, can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing. Today, part of what Pastor O prayed in his prayer about false teaching and preaching is when you go on the social media now, every guy has got a blog talking about some pastor or some teacher. Everybody has ultimate wisdom and knowledge, which we know is not true. But I pray today that something I say would jog your hearts and minds to what Paul had to say about some matters. The teaching of some pastors today is totally out of order, and we must admit that. There are some pastors that couldn't lead me from the pulpit to the back door of the sanctuary. But however, what are we supposed to do for those pastors? We are supposed to, first and foremost, pray for them. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman, a laborer, that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing, dissecting, dissect, expound, correctly divine the word of truth. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you asked the Holy Spirit for revelation of the word? When was that last time? You know, I got a car right now that's outside my garage, locked in park. The shifter bypass button will not work, will not allow me to move it out of park so I can even pull it out the garage so it could be loaded up on a wrecker. So how many know if they drug it out the length of my garage, without doing damage to it, trying to get it out that narrow driveway, if they drug it down my driveway to try to get it onto a wrecker, it would do and cause some damage to the transmission. Locked in park, the bypass will not work. You know, Paul was one of the apostles of Jesus Christ, and he had to be knocked off his beast on the Damascus Road to avoid the bypass that he was in. Paul was locked in religion and tradition, but he could not bypass what God had for him to do and be in the church. My sisters, my Christian brothers and sisters, we can't bypass what God has for us to do either. Saul was a Pharisee of Pharisees. Saul lived a dual citizenship. As a Jew and a Roman, as a Jew, he persecuted and breathed out threats against the way, the church. As a Roman citizen, he used that citizenship to preach to all of the Roman emperors, kings, and those in charge, the Lord Christ Jesus. He witnessed the murder of Stephen. Those that stoned Stephen laid their coats at his feet. Jesus asking, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Saul had enough sense to say, who art thou, Lord? My subject today, God realigned Saul's motives. My question today, what are our or your motives today as a Christian? Ananias was sent to help Saul, but before he went, he questioned God. Acts 9:15-16 says, "Go, for Saul is my chosen instrument to take my message to the Gentiles and to kings as well as to the people of Israel." New Living Translation. "And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake." Oh, Pastor O, suffer for my name's sake? Suffer, a word we rather avoid today. Suffer, something we do not want to do. Acts 9:17 says, "So Ananias went and found Saul. He laid his hands on him and said, 'Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.'" New Living Translation. How many of us will go out today to someone that we know that's dangerous, somebody we know that's threatening the Christian movement, and call them brother or sister? But Saul received his physical sight, but he also began the journey of his spiritual sight and growth. Acts 9:20 says, "And immediately he began preaching about Jesus in the synagogue, saying, 'He is indeed the Son of God.' All who heard him were amazed." Let me say that again. All who heard Paul were amazed. Paul wrote 13 books of the New Testament. Some say 14, but we know 13 can be proven. Several were written from jail. Think we got problems and troubles? One of the things he said, and he said a couple of the following: "Follow me as I follow Christ. I press toward the high calling of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Remember, the Bible contains the living word. Let me say that again. The Bible contains the living word. I've read, studied, and preached out of Philippians several times. While reading chapters 1 and 2, Paul's word in verses 15 and 18 stood out like never before. But let's go back to Philippians 1, verses 1 and 2, New Living Translation. This letter is from Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus. Are we slaves today of Christ Jesus? "I am writing to all of God's holy people in Philippi who belong to Christ Jesus, including the elders and deacons. Verse 2, may God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace." We all need grace and God's peace today with all the things that's going on in this society. Philippians 1, chapter 1, verses 4 to 6, New Living Translation says, "Whenever I pray, I make my request for all of you with joy. 5, for you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. 6, and I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." Wow. We should all be praying for and encouraging one another often with the word. Paul's thanksgiving and prayer. Philippians 1:9-11 says, "I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. For I want you to understand what really matters, comma, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return or to the day of our death. I would add, verse 11, may you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Christ Jesus. For this will bring much glory and praise to God. New Living Translation. This was powerful and encouraging to them then and to us today. It should bring powerful encouragement to us. Paul's joy that Christ is preached. Philippians 1, verses 12 and 19. And I want you to know, my dear brothers and sisters, that everything that has happened to me here has happened to spread the good news. For everyone here, 13, including the whole palace guard, knows that I am in chains because of Christ. 14, and because of my imprisonment, most of the believers here have gained confidence and boldly speak God's message without fear. Now let's go back and look at this. Everything that has happened to me here has helped to spread the good news. Everyone there, including the palace guards, knew that Paul was in jail because of his preaching of Jesus Christ. And can you imagine? Because of Paul's imprisonment, most of the believers had gained confidence and were boldly speaking the word of God without fear, out of jealousy and rivalry. But others preach about Christ with pure motives. And it's right here at verse 15. This scripture, like, it stood up off the page on me. It's true that some are preaching out of jealousy and rivalry, but others preach about Christ with pure motives. 16, they preach because they love me, comma, for they know I have been appointed to defend the good news. 17, those others do not have pure motives as they preach about Christ. They preach with selfish ambition, not sincerely intending to make my change. They preach with selfish ambition, not sincerely intending to make my change more painful to me. Paul admitted that those that were preaching out of selfish ambition, those that were preaching with impure motives, those that were preaching out of jealousy and rivalry, it pained him. But listen to what he says in verse 18. But that doesn't matter. Whether their motives are false or genuine, the message about Christ is being preached either way. So I rejoice, and I will continue to rejoice. Yesterday, we have many preachers that are sincere in what they do. Preachers with mega churches, others with storefronts, and every other size of church and number of membership in between. Many preach Jesus with pure motives. Others do not. Pray to God. Ask the Holy Spirit for discernment on who you should be listening to and who you should not. Where you should be in church and where you should not. They preach with selfish ambitions, not sincerely. The older church people would say, in our day and time, some were sent, some just went. What did Paul say? Doesn't matter whether their motives are false or genuine. The message about Christ is being preached either way. That's a lesson for us today. Too many preachers, teachers, and the body of Christ spend too much time tearing one another down. Let me say, God will judge what we do, good motive or bad. People are dying and going to hell daily as we major on each other's motives, lives, and Christian walk. What matters more is that we show the world the love of God and love for each other. There's too much division, infighting, judging in the body of Christ. Judgment begins at home with ourselves. I'm looking at the man in the mirror, O wretched man that I am. John 13:34-35 says, so now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. New Living Translation. Disciples beget disciples. Go and compel men and women to come. And remember, those men and women watch what we do more than what they, more than what go, and let our lives compel men and women to come. Philippians 1:20-26, Paul's life for Christ. Verse 20, for I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ, as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die. What did he expect and hope? That he would continue to be bold for. Are you bold for Christ today? Or are you bold for attending the church building? 21, for to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better. Now, you know that's something we don't often profess today. We talk about living. We thank God for waking us up. We bless God for bringing us through the day. But we do not talk about dying is better. 22, but if I live, I can do more fruitful work for Christ. So I really don't know which is better. 23, which would be far better for me. 24, but for your sake, it is better that I continue to live. 25, knowing this, I am convinced that I will remain alive and continue to help all of you grow and experience the joy of your faith. Paul was talking about being torn with two desires. I long to go to be and be with Christ, but for your sake, it's better that I continue to live. I am convinced that I will remain alive so I can continue to help all of you grow and experience the joy of your faith. Grow and become mature. Grow and become disciples. Witnessing. Let us continue to grow spiritually and experience the joy of our faith today. Paul was ready to go and be with the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Are we ready to be with the Lord? Have we finished our course, the course that God has planned for us in the body of Christ? And then he went on to encourage them again to live as citizens of heaven. Philippians 1:27, the New Living Translation. New Living Translation says, above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. Above all, we must live all to the glory of God today, my brothers and sisters. Philippians 1:27, the message says, meanwhile, live in such a way that you are a credit to the message of Christ. Let nothing in your conduct hang on whether I come or not. Your conduct must be the same whether I show up to see things for myself or hear it from a distance. Stand united, singular in vision, contending for people's trust in the message, the good news. Stand united, singular in God's vision for the church, contending for people's trust in the message, the good news. And then he went on and go to the second chapter and says, unity through humility. Philippians 2:1-2, New King James says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, to fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Now, let me read that in the message version, and I'm going to add a verse 3. If you've gotten anything at all out of following Christ, comma, if his love has made any difference in your life, comma, if being in a community of the Spirit means anything to you, if you have a heart, if you care. Wait a minute, let me read that again. If being in the community of the Spirit means anything to you, if you have a heart, if you care, verse 2, then do me a favor. Agree with each other. Love each other. Be deep-spirited friends. 3, don't push your way to the front. Don't sweet talk your way to the top. Put yourself aside and help others get ahead. Paul had grasped the mind of Christ. We know in verse 5 it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It's time for us to do the same. Let me say that again. It's time for us to do the same. Don't be locked in part, religion or tradition. God does not just want us to have a good theology. He wants us to know and love him. God wants us to share his love and mercy with the world. Don't be lukewarm. God said he'd rather we be hot or cold. God will spew the lukewarm out of his mouth. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Don't do anything out of jealousy or rivalry, selfish ambition. Sincerely preach, teach, share, and live word. Sincerely preach, teach, share, and live the word. Let each esteem others better than themselves. God will separate and judge righteously all those that don't. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord have mercy. You know, so much was said today. What an awesome, awesome, awesome word. You know, I think about how technology has transformed just in the 40-something years that I've, you know, been alive, I remember getting my first computer and you had to plug the phone line in. And my mama would say, well, you can't be on that computer all day because you can't be tying up my phone. And now we've evolved so much where we have phones and computers in every single thing that we do. We have access to the world right at our fingertips. Social media, a place where people should be able to come together and share things and uplift one another and encourage one another, and yet it's being used as a tool to separate and to create and promote hatred and to just be the opposite of what God wants us to be. You know, we have everything in the palm of our hands, and yet we choose division and separation, and we choose to not come together. We don't see the big picture. We see this world and the things that are in it, but we don't see and take the time to do and be and grow in the way that the Lord wants us to. So we have been reminded today that we just have to do better. You know, when we read the word, it is the living word. And I've heard people say it, we read the word, but the word reads us. It is a living word. It is a transformative word. And it is a word that we have to take and live our lives by, because this world in its current state and everything in it is passing away, but the word of God lives forever. So I am so thankful for the word that you brought forth today, my cardinal, one of my favorite people. I am so happy to hear your voice. Thank you for the word that you brought to us today and the time that you took to put it all together. We have been reminded that we have work to do. It seems like we're going backwards, but we need to be a progressive people moving forward and moving forward in the word of God. So thank you so much for the amazing word that you brought to us today. We're so very grateful, and we're just happy to hear your voice. So thank you. We love you. Amen. Amen. So happy Saturday, y'all. It's, what, the third Saturday of July already? So just a couple of announcements for you. Tomorrow, Sunday, July 17th, we will have our in-person Sunday school at 9 a.m. Worship service will begin at 10 a.m. with our praise team leading us in song and in worship. We will have the preach word by our very own Pastor O. All are welcome to join us. All we ask is that you wear a mask in the sanctuary if you don't have one. No worries, we will provide you with one. If you're not comfortable with coming out and being in person with us, you can also listen to our service on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. By visiting our church website at rfcm.org and clicking on Recorded Sunday Services. Amen? Amen. Also, every Sunday at 4 p.m., our very own Deaconess Kathy Clyburn is on Blog Talk Radio with her show entitled Bring Back the Family. So don't forget to tune in and give her your support. Also, don't forget on Tuesdays, Reverend Richard Overall is here on Blog Talk Radio with his 1 hour segment that he, you know, has been doing for quite some time now. So don't forget to tune in to that on Tuesdays. Every Wednesday at 6 p.m., we hold our Bible reading class. Yours truly, that will be me, that will be teaching the book Song of Songs or Song of Solomon. Lord have mercy, Jesus, Holy Spirit help. Okay. Questions are available online at our church website, rfcm.org. Click on the Bible classes tab, or if you're in person in church on Sunday, they will be on the back table. Amen. Amen. Don't forget, also every Saturday, Bondage Breaker Ministries holds their ladies' Bible class from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. So for more info on participating in the ladies' Bible class, please go to our church website, again, rfcm.org. Click on Christian Resources, and you'll be able to access the information for the class. And Pastor Janice Tate is the teacher. Amen. Amen. If you would like to pay your tithes and give any offerings, again, rfcm.org. Click on the Tithes and Offerings tab if you would like to give to the preacher that brought the word today, Elder Joseph Stevens. Please remember to specify his name when you give your offering, and we will see to it that he receives it. Amen. So the Lord Jesus bless you in advance for your kindness and sharing with us and with him. Amen. Amen. Oh, I also want to say that everything that we do here on Blog Talk Radio, whether it's a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Saturday, Sunday, whatever it is, it's always recorded. archived, and best of all, it is free. Amen. So if you just got saved and you're trying to figure out what to do, you can go to Blog Talk Radio on our church website. You can go all the way back to 2009 when it was just Pastor O doing What the Bible Says every day for 2 hours. And when I say every day, I can only remember two times where Pastor O was not able to do a show on a particular day or for maybe a couple of days. One time, he was so sick that he lost his voice. And another time, he was really sick, but I think he only missed like one day. Other than that, for years, you hear Pastor O for 2 hours every single day on Blog Talk Radio by himself doing What the Bible Says. Amen. So it's so good that Pastor put in his work on the front end, and now here we are, fast forward to 2022, and we have all, you know, a bunch of other members who are functioning in different capacities who are able to come on and do Blog Talk Radio, and Pastor doesn't have to do the entire thing himself. So if you just got saved today, go to the Blog Talk Radio page on our church website. You can get your whole entire Christian life together just from listening to the Blog Talk recordings. Amen. So they're there, they're recorded, they're archived, and again, best of all, they are free. We know it's not a lot of free stuff in this world, but that is free. Amen? Amen. So Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 7, a new heaven and a new earth. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. And they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. Amen. Amen. We are all truly looking for a time when this goes on. There's no more death, no more sadness, no more crying, no more pain. Everything is perfect. And we know the Lord is coming back for us, and this is a real and true situation. We are excited waiting on Jesus to come back for us. Amen. Amen. But in the meantime, we're still here on earth, and we need to continue to pray for everyone, everywhere, all the time. And then continue to pray for Mother Irma Miller, who is recovering at home. We know she was back in the hospital again, but she is at home, so we praise God for that. Pastor John McFall, who is in Rivergate for rehabilitation, continues to pray for the father of Running for Christ Ministries, Tyrone Hamilton. Of course, prayers all the time for all of our mothers on the move, Mother Cheryl, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia. And then let's remember to just keep all of our mothers in prayer, as well as all of our members as well. Amen. Continue to pray for all those who are bereaved and grieving. We know that there are just an insurmountable amount of people that are grieving and bereaved. So we need to just continue to keep them lifted up to the face of God, asking for peace and comfort, you know, during their time of mourning. But we have to remember that we can't mourn as those who have no hope. We have to remember that our hope is in Christ. Amen. Continue to pray for our own Deaconess Lisa Thornton, Anita Chambers, Deaconess Loretta Welch, and their families, and just so many other families that have lost their friends and loved ones. Please keep everyone lifted up in prayer. Amen. Amen. Obviously, we know that the list of things to pray for is inexhaustible, so just pray. Amen. Amen. So, July, we're halfway through this month, unbelievably already. So, happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all over the world who celebrated this past week or who are celebrating today. We know that Sarah celebrated her birthday on the 1st, Hunter on the 4th, Malachi on the 8th. I celebrated my birthday on the 12th. Logan celebrated his birthday on the 12th. Deandra celebrated her birthday on the 14th. Isaiah celebrated his birthday on the 14th. Our best vice president, okay, Beatrice Cowan, she is celebrating her birthday today. Happy, happy birthday to her. Ian Davis is also celebrating his birthday today. Nicole Seabrooks is celebrating on the 19th. And Deaconess Lisa Thornton is closing us out with her birthday on the 21st. So happy, happy birthday. Much love, hugs, and kisses to all of you. Amen? Amen. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. That is Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. So your devotional for today, a God who freely pardons. And this is by Lynette Kittle. Who deserves to be pardoned? When it comes to presidential pardons and the like, there's always so much debate about who is considered worthy to receive it. As the world system operates, it often comes down to convicted individuals having connections to the right people or those whose freedom fits into a strategic political statement or agenda who ultimately receive pardon. Unlike mankind's system, isn't it wonderful news that God freely pardons? Not based on who you know or if you fit into a political agenda, but rather based on who God is and your priceless value to him. Many have the idea that God is sitting up in heaven with a big gavel just waiting for you to mess up so he can make you pay for your sins. This distorted image of God couldn't be farther from the truth. Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 describes how God wants all people to be saved and know his truth. God's heart towards you is to pardon you and isn't dependent on what you did or didn't do. Even more so, you don't have to have celebrity or political connections or do anything to deserve it. He's already taken care of sin's death sentence through Jesus' death on the cross, but it's up to you to receive it. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14 explains how when you were dead in your sins, he forgave you and canceled the charges against you, taking it away and nailed it to the cross. As Romans chapter 8, verse 2 explains, through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. When God takes care of your sentence, it's complete. John chapter 8, verse 36 states, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Pardoning guilty individuals originated with God. Acts chapter 13, verse 38 states, therefore, my friends, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Along with setting you free from sin's death penalty, God's pardon leads you to holiness and eternal life. That's Romans 6, 22. So if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior and received God's pardon for your sins, take into consideration, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that's Romans chapter 6, verse 23. And we want to say thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Amen? Amen. And those are your announcements.
Amen and amen. Those are more than amen. Just announcements. You know.
Something like
amen.
That. Something.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me how the Holy Spirit just pours into Elder Stevens what we're going to be preaching about. What the service, I mean, the whole service followed that. And, you know, mm-hmm. I think, you know, for Jesus knows, that's confirmation for me. Amen. That is real confirmation. Amen. And we definitely need some realignment. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, we experienced what he was talking about. You know, Creflo, he came out with this new belief about tithing. And, boy,
oh
I went
God.
On YouTube. Oh, Lord have mercy. It's like the devil
it.
Had a
I
whole line. He had a whole line of Christians waiting to attack him. And they was just taking their shots at him.
You know, well, I mean,
you know,
the thing is that, you know, people put themselves out there on social media, YouTube and things like that, and then can't understand when they get flack for things. Like, once you do that, you are giving people the green light to attack you, and that is exactly what's going to happen. So, like, you got
to
be
and it never ceases
to take it. I tried to watch it. I couldn't watch it. I've never watched him anyway, so I had a hard time even taking him seriously speaking the King's English. I'm like, man, this is – no, okay, no, we're getting off.
I had
okay,
to.
You're reading King James Version. No.
I heard about him a long time ago, and somebody asked me, did
mm-hmm.
I listen to him? So I decided to go
mm-hmm.
ahead and check him out because I like to hear people for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't just
mm-hmm.
listen to him while he was talking prosperity. I listened to him
mm-hmm.
while he was also giving some really good teaching about how to get that prosperity. And that's the
mm-hmm.
part that people miss. The same thing with Joel Osteen. They think he preach a
mm-hmm.
pie-in-the-sky message. But to get that
mm-hmm.
pie-in-the-sky, you better listen to what Joel Osteen's saying. You got to do. You got to believe.
That's right.
You got to, and he
right.
lays out God's word and tell you what you got to do. But what Pastor
That's
Stevens
right.
brought out is we attack the crap out of each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're real bold
mm-hmm.
when we come after each other. But put us in a crowd of unsaved people, and we will act just
mm-hmm.
like they act, cuss just like they cuss,
yeah.
act just because we scared to own Jesus in a crowd like
yeah.
that. But when it comes to attacking each other, oh, we'll talk about each
no
other
problem.
Like a dog.
No
but
problem.
The church
yes,
does have a problem. The church is off track today and need to realign itself with Christ. We keep asking Jesus
Absolutely.
To fix the world. Jesus is like, well, what? I told you, you are the light of the world. I said, you are the salt
Amen.
Of the earth. I'm seated right next
Amen.
To my Father, waiting on him to tell me to come get y'all. Okay?
Amen.
But until that time, I need you to do what I was doing and be laser focused
mm-hmm.
on that. But what we
mm-hmm.
laser focused on is nonsense, and nonsense
right.
won't save a soul, it won't teach a saved soul, and it won't help
That's
nobody
right.
in or out of the body of Christ. All we do is judge people. I would
That's
help,
right.
but you know, but I can't for some reason. But
That's
anyway,
right.
I
yeah.
love how Jesus did
That's
it.
That's right.
Amen. What Jesus did is saw 5,000 people, 4,000 people, they was following him, they was hungry. He gave
mm-hmm.
his disciples the opportunity to help them, but they came up with excuses why they couldn't. And so Jesus did, and he didn't qualify nobody in the crowd. He didn't say, how much money you make a week? He didn't say, are
That's
you
right.
a Jew? He didn't say any of that. All he did was feed them because they were hungry.
He did it.
That is what
That's
Pastor
right.
Stevens was talking about. That's the kind of love God wants us to show to the world and to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Be easy on each
mm-hmm.
other. Like that song that we got that says, you know, don't make me lead a church before you get to know me, you know, because we judge
mm-hmm.
people so much, and that drives people away from the church. And boy, if you
yes,
go into the world where unsaved people, now granted they unsaved and they ain't going to have a real good view of the church anyway, but you ask them, ask an unsaved person, what do you think about the church? And watch what they tell you. First thing out their mouth is hypocrites. First
thing
out their mouth is a bunch
it's
of
bad.
Hypocrites. A bunch
yep.
of holy
yep.
rollers act like they're holy. See, that's not the face.
Yep.
We doing it wrong. They didn't
yeah.
call Jesus a hypocrite. Well, they called him everything but a child of God, but one thing they didn't call him was a hypocrite. One
That's
thing
right.
they didn't say is he didn't try to share God with somebody. What they
mm-hmm.
he didn't even judge the rich young. We preaching. Joseph Stevens are messing us up, Crystal. Elder
That's
Stevens
you.
Got us all messed up. Yeah,
well,
that's hey,
my part. I'm listening to you
and you over there hollering, amen. You the amen.
Amen.
And people are like, wait a minute.
I'm agreeing
with
everything you
say. I know. You're like, amen. Say it,
yes,
man.
Sir.
You jump in. Amen.
Yes.
We over here tag team praising. That's Elder Stevens' fault,
okay.
y'all. For everybody out there
yes,
in Blog Talk Radio, he the one all fired up with the Holy Ghost, got us all fired up in the spread the fire. The fire spread. It's his fault. Praise the Lord. So we forgive him, right, Crystal?
Amen. Yes, we
Amen.
Do. Yes,
we
do. Yes, we forgive him. Amen.
We forgive. Anyway, Crystal, tell me, I said, hey. Jesus, like, boy, what are y'all doing? I'm like,
hey,
Crystal, fuck, whatever we're doing,
going.
You know.
We're keeping the party going. That's what we're doing.
I'm telling you, we got to get out
yeah.
of here.
That's all
right, Crystal,
okay.
love you.
Tell right.
me,
love
we
you
said,
too.
Hey.
Absolutely, I will.
Ooh, amen. Yeah, you get kind of carried away. We thank Pastor Stevens for coming on and giving us that great word, and it does my heart good. Amen. He always preached that way, though. He always preaches that real gospel, that real word, that challenges us. As he probably got that from Pastor Barlow. Every sermon, we're challenged. He used to end his sermons talking about the challenge that he put before us. And amen. So we've been challenged today to look for Jesus to make us better. Philippians 1:6. Let him work on us. Let's give up our pursuit in this life, and let's start chasing after his stuff, doing his thing. And watch what happens in your life. All you have to do is devote yourself to his thing, and he will devote himself to your stuff that you need to get through life. And that includes the peace, that kind he gives that surpasses all understanding. And Lord knows we could use some of that today, because real stuff is happening. And church, don't forget this. As I come to a close, don't forget this. Jesus coming back to get the church. But go to Matthew 24 and read that, 24 and 5. If you have any questions, just shoot them to me in an email. Just go to pastorgmo.com, click contact, and send it to me. Okay? And read Luke 21. Okay? And then go read Revelations 1, 2, and 3, because that's where we are. We're up against the end of the history, end of the age, the church age. We're about to be raptured. But Jesus said certain things would be happening when we come up against that time. So go read that stuff. And when you see the stuff that's going on in the world, Luke going to tell you, Jesus said, rejoice, because your redemption is near. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. And don't forget to be positive. Be positive.
Man, I gotta tell, faith I'm about to flex on and study for the test on.